Or what would you call them?
We call them sweet potatoes. Yam was not a word we used.
Okay.
The same reason all that we just never used the word yam.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes. And I guess by now, if I said potato, I wouldn't say Irish potato. I'd probably just say, I might say new potatoes in the spring. I might say bacon potatoes. But
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to use the word Irish the way that
would
be. Okay. Because I think I would say sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. How about greens? Different types of greens that you would eat?
Yeah, we eat turnip greens and mustard greens. Spoke of them as greens.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Okay. These are for little animals that live out in the wild, like frogs.
Oh my gosh, you really are being thorough.
Do you know any different types of frogs or different words for them or anything like that?
Toad and frog. And
what's the difference?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, some people distinguish them by whether they live in the land or in the water.
Oh, well, I think a toad lives in the on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Frog in the water. Yeah, I suppose a frog is the little green shiny one. A toad is the one that sort of blends in with it.
Okay. How about the kind that makes such a loud noise? Live in the creeks and things. Worms.
Earthworm.
Mm-hmm.
Caterpillars.
Do you ever fish?
Occasionally.
What types of bait?
Earthworms. I know that they're called night crawlers, but my word for them is earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some little tiny fish that you might use as bait? Turtles. Do you have turtles that live on the land as well as in the water?
Terrapin, yeah.
Okay. How about little squirrels, chipmunks, things like that? How about an animal that would make such a bad odor?
Skunk. I thought a skunk was a skunk everywhere.
Polecats.
Oh.
That's another term.
Yeah, yes, I've heard it spoke. I mean, I wouldn't know that it was a polecat, but
mm-hmm.
it was a skunk.
Mm-hmm. How about birds that peck and make holes in the
woodpecker.
Trees. Do you have different kinds of those?
Yeah, red-headed woodpecker pecking on a pine, want to chew tobacco, but you can't chew mine.
Okay.
All right, red-headed woodpecker, the downy woodpecker, and the pileated.
How about some little bugs that light up in the evenings?
Yeah, we always call them lightning bugs. But we also expected them to respond to fireflies. So both those terms
mm-hmm.
always
okay.
acceptable.
What about one that lives near the water? Has a long, thin body and wings. I think they eat mosquitoes
ropes.
Or something. No, they fly. Fly around creeks.
Oh, dragonflies?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Dragonflies.
You haven't heard any other terms
for those. No. What are your other terms for
that? Oh, mosquito hawk.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I've heard that.
Snake doctor, no. Some people call it. What about the kind that hop around out in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. What would you call a nest that a spider makes?
A web.
Would that be the same thing in the house as outdoors?
Cobwebs in the house, aren't they? Yeah, I'm spider web. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Do you think you would make that distinction?
I might say spider web in the house, but I would never, if I saw a web outside, I'd never call it a cobweb.
Okay. All right. What about a little fungus, things that grow up after it rains?
Mushrooms, also known as toadstools.
Okay. And do you have sycamore trees around? You heard of any different terms for those?
But if I were in Europe, I'd call it a plane tree. Is that what
you're thinking?